Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at Hotep, to everyone. Welcome to a special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And this is really more of a special announcement. As many are aware, of course, the New Day Resurrection and Liberation radio program is an official communications apparatus for the original Million Woman March, and now, of course, the Million Woman March Universal Movement, which, of course, is, in fact, the first global movement for women and girls of African descent worldwide. This year will mark the 23-year anniversary of the historic Million Woman March, and, of course, with that said, 2020 was indicated in 2017 that we would, in fact, be bringing forward our Black Print 2020 to 25, as well as the We Charge Genocide 21 project. Well, again, we said in 2020 that it was, well, we said in 2017 rather, that 2020 was going to definitely be a year for perfect vision and certainly for clearer vision. And it is that. Today marks the day, the 99th year to be exact, of course, the first bombing of a Black community. Of course, May the 31st through June the 1st, our people were terrorized, brutalized, murdered, property, homes, businesses destroyed. Yes, Black Wall Street. The reality of extreme racism in the United States is one that Black people have seen, had to bear witness to, experience, and carry the burden of the trauma, the kinds of destruction that has occurred to our homes, our families, our legacies, our traditions, 400 years. Well, we think that 400 years is indeed up now. And some have said that has been prophesized. Well, perhaps. But what we do know is that right now, cities are experiencing and exhibiting a response to extreme white supremacist ideology, methodology, tactics, and programming. Their actions, their behavior is now pretty much put in everyone's capability of view throughout the U.S. and throughout the world. And so now we are going to definitely begin to focus on the realities of what it is we need to do about that. And that is, of course, to begin to be more organized, to be more on point. And so with that said, it is now to make certain that we fulfill the wishes, the mission, the vision of greats such as Mother Callie House, Paul Robeson, William Patterson, Queen Mother Moore, Dr. Robert Brock, and of course, Malcolm X. And with this said, we're talking about human rights to make certain that people of African descent, those particularly of descendants of ex-slaves or descendants of enslaved, shall we say, Africans, there must be justice. And so now we are ready to move forward with the declaration. But first, the proclamation. In dealing with and assuring that it is understood what has happened and that now there has to be a form of not only what some say reparations or reparatory justice, but certainly if not compensation in the traditional way, certainly compensation in the holistic way. And with that said, we will be saying now, we charge genocide. And so beginning July the 4th, there will be national rallies and demonstrations. Justice now. We must now prepare for the next phase of the We Charge Genocide 21 campaign, which is to take 1 million-plus signatures to the United Nations in December of this year, on or around December the 10th, which is International Human Rights Day. And we will begin to present what we call the first kind of action, direct action, and that is going to be a letter of intent that will be given to United Nations officials, as well as making certain that various countries are made aware that we are planning to now move forward during the next 3 years to file formal complaint and formal charges. So on this day, June the 1st, we proceed with the next phase of the We Charge Genocide 21 project and the bringing forward of the movement known as the Black Human Rights Movement. For those who are interested in becoming involved, to set up a Black Human Rights Movement cadre or collective in your city, if you're interested in holding a July 4th, 2020 rally in your city, that will be a part of the We Charge Genocide 21 project, then you should contact National MWM at AOL.com. Again, National MWM at AOL.com or NBHRproject@gmail.com. Again, NBHRproject@gmail.com. Now is the time for papers to be submitted. Now is the time for those who are interested in wanting to be a co-partner or co-sponsor of some of the upcoming forums. And also, of course, in September, there will be the first National International Black Human Rights Summit in Washington, D.C., September 23rd. Through the 25th, and then on September 26th, there will be a mass assembly, and that will, of course, be the larger representation of preparing for the proclamation and preparing further of obtaining the 1 million-plus signatures for the letter of intent. Again, that will happen in Washington, D.C., September 23rd through the 25th, and then a mass rally in Washington, D.C. on September the 26th. And then, of course, November the 2nd, National Black Solidarity Day. So for National Black Solidarity Day, of course, we are saying nationwide that none of our people should be going to school, going to work, and spending no money. It is a day of absence. And if, in fact, you do have to spend money, we encourage everyone to spend that with someone that looks like you. Again, it will be the day before Election Day, November the 2nd. And this is something that is more than 50 years old. So that means we're not just trying to do something out of the blue. It's something that has a history connected to it. And so, again, November the 2nd, 2020, is National Black Solidarity Day. If you're interested in forming a National Black Solidarity Day committee in your city, and again, if you want to have a We Charge Genocide 21 forum or training session, Black Human Rights Movement collective to be formed in your city, in your state, again, you can contact National MWM at AOL.com. Again, National MWM at AOL.com or NHProject@gmail.com. Again, I'm sorry, NB nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbhrproject@gmail.com. If you wish to make a donation, we certainly would appreciate that because we are fully self-determined in our modes of operations. And of course, you can send a donation to our Cash App at $HOT1111. Again, $HOT1111. Or you can use PayPal by sending us your donation to PayPal at nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbhrproject@gmail.com. That is our special announcement for tonight. We thank you all again for allowing us to share this information with you and encourage you to pass this information on. Look for our website very soon, as well as our GoFundMe and other apparatuses for information, Facebook, etc. But remember, we charge genocide. Chickens are coming home to roost. No more Negro stuff. The changing of the guard is now in effect. And we trust that you all that are serious and sincere, that you are ready to go, because this is something where our time is now. Until the next time, we say Pomoja Tutashinda. Together we shall win.